sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine and Business on the Edge Incorporated. Thank you for tuning into the show tonight, Silicon Valley, Bay Area, and around the world on iHeartRadio and streaming audiences. We welcome you. We always appreciate your listenership. If you want to dial into the show, yes, we are live. You can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me tonight that is relevant to our subject matter. And we've got a great guest tonight, a returning guest. I always like having her on. Boy, she's just got so much information that helps small business. But we'll get there in just a moment. We'll get there. I want to say happy Black History Month. We're celebrating Black History Month. I want to acknowledge, you know, it's interesting because we don't always acknowledge those that really came alongside of slaves. How did the Underground Railroad really start? We have white counterparts that we kind of, we don't really acknowledge during Black History Month. I haven't seen that a whole lot, and I hate to say that, but there's a lot of heroes in our history that supported the freedom of Black people and so the freedom of slaves. So I want to acknowledge and pay tribute to those white Americans that gave their lives alongside of Black slaves to help them gain their freedom. And the Underground Railroad, where would we be without such great heroes? And I'm going to share actually one of those heroes with you, Isaac Hopper. Isaac Hopper was a Quaker. He played a huge role in the formation of the Underground Railroad. He was an advocate. He would go to court, and he would use legal loopholes in the law that would help slaves win their freedom. In fact, his formation of the Underground Railroad, they say that this is where the Underground Railroad really began. He would hide runaway slaves in his home. He organized networks of safe havens, cultivated web informants. See, the World Wide Web's been around for longer than you thought. I'm just kidding there. But web informants, so they would learn the plans of fugitive slave hunters. So I just want to acknowledge that we have to understand that I am so grateful for those that paid a price for us to enjoy the freedoms, for all of us, all Americans, all people, to enjoy the freedoms of what's available in the United States of America. And I think, and it's a great dovetail in what we're going to talk about tonight, because this, having the opportunities as just different cultures, diversity, and having the opportunity to do business with your city government, with your local governments, with your state governments, this was not the norm, right? This was not the norm during these times of slavery. Blacks could not own businesses, and that did not change for a very, very long time. My great grandfather owned a business, but he could not. He had a white counterpart that was the face of the company because it was illegal for Blacks to own a business. And now here we are. So we should take advantage of every opportunity. And I mean that for all people. Take the opportunity to enjoy the privileges that we have in this country. To build business, to be entrepreneurial. I love it so much. And for small businesses, I just will continue to advocate with you, with people like Tanya Burgess, who is on our show tonight. She has, we have her on every year. We're doing the 4th annual California Department of General Services, how to do business with the state. And so I'm going to share a little bit with you about Tanya and what she does for the state of California. We're so happy to have her here tonight. She's a business outreach liaison for the procurement division. And for those of you who are scratching your head on procurement, I know you know what that means, but they're buying stuff from small business. So she's in the procurement division outreach for the state of California Department of General Services. And this little caveat, I don't want to keep a secret. I'm so proud of her. She is a doctoral candidate. So to let AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, Money 2.0, congratulate you for, be the first to graduate, first to congratulate you on when you get that doctoral degree sometime this year. So we're going to get ahead of everyone and just say congratulations.
Well, thank you, Margaret, and thank you for having me on the show this evening. It's always an honor and a privilege to, you know, come out and support local small businesses, and especially, you know, working with our reciprocity partners, our strategic partners in the Bay Area, so we can promote DGS's programs for certification and how we do outreach and, you know, advertising our procurement opportunities and just sharing information with the small business community and the Disabled Veteran Business Enterprise community as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tanya, I want to, we've had you on so many times. I want to kind of drill down on things that we don't always get an opportunity to talk about in on these shows, because we're promoting these events. You know, it's a free event, and they know that we want them to get their certifications and really take advantage of the opportunities that are provided for small businesses that you guys are mandated to spend a certain amount of money. But can you give us some real practical data of products and services that DGS has purchased from small businesses, not big businesses, but small businesses that maybe you have a story, maybe there's you know, something that will help spark that small business out there to say, hey, you know what, I need to go to this event because I want to learn more and I want to get certified?
Well, I'm real careful when I put out that information like that, Margaret, because, you know, as DGS, as a business manager for the state of California, you know, we actually approve certain departments to have delegated purchasing authority to purchase independent of DGS. And when it's above their delegated authority, they come to DGS. Now, DGS, we are the purchasing arm for the state. So there are some mandatory contracts, and then we have leveraged procurement agreements, which, because of the amount of products that are being purchased, they're leveraged, so the pricing is lower. And not only do state departments use it, but cities and counties also use some of those leveraged procurements. So the opportunities are vast for small businesses, but it just really depends on the state department and who they are facilitating, who their customers are, because ultimately they buy for the customers that they serve, which are the citizens of California. So if we take Department of Education, who are they purchasing for? They're purchasing for the school system. So what does that encompass? That encompasses a little bit of everything. So you have facilities and maintenance. You have playground equipment. You have books. You have janitorial supplies. You know, it just depends. If it's a college in certain districts, there might be elevators. You know, so we really, there's so many opportunities. But what we have done, you know, through some of our outreach material and make it a little bit tangible. And so we took some of the most frequently used commodities that were purchased by state departments. And I know that you're familiar with the term, the UNSPSC codes, but for those who are not, ours are different. They're designated solely to the state, but they're United Nations Standard Product and Service Codes, and those identify the types of services that small business or DVBE suppliers actually provide. So I have a list, and I have security guard services. That's one of the ones that's listed as one of the top ones. Education and training services, printing, logistics, computer hardware maintenance and support, software maintenance and support, worldwide web design services, building construction management, architectural and engineering, custom consulting, mail services, legal services. So the list goes on and on and on. So it really is dependent upon the procurements that a specific department has to procure, whether it be for emergency services like Caltrans. They actually have a directory for road work where certified suppliers can actually go and they can register to be looked at as emergency contractors on different repairs that have to be done to the roadways. So, I mean, it's just very vast, and it's hard for me to just put it in a little nutshell because it's not that simple. But if you have a product or you have a service, I'm sure you fit in. If you don't fit in with the state, you might fit in with one of our many reciprocity partners, and we have several in the Bay Area. And we can talk about that as you, when you're ready to go into that area. I can give you some more specifics about that.
And this, I think that this is just such a great opportunity for small businesses. Do you have small businesses when you go out and do these events? Do you have any of the small businesses when you guys are presenting and really sharing with how to do business with the state? So I get a lot of questions or concerns. Here's a small business concern. I want to increase my sales. Okay. One of the ways for them to increase their sales is take the opportunity, come to an event like this, get certified. And I like what you said is who are their customers? Who are they buying for? And so if they just kind of put this in a granular kind of perspective and says, okay, who's your target audience? And so if we look at that and then look at the offerings that DGS has for those proposals, they will probably find themselves somewhere in that list, an opportunity to be able to not just, because I tell small businesses, it's hard to sell one-to-one door knocking. If you can buy bulk, If you can sell bulk opportunities or bigger contracts, that's going to be better for your business. You're always going to have the one-offs, but it's really hard to build that customer base. So you want to, you know, if you want sustainability, you want to start looking at bigger opportunities that you could bring in, you know, through different contracts and different opportunities. So when you're at these events, I've got a minute before we go to break. What do you hear from small businesses? Are they shocked when they hear their product says, hey, we buy whatever that is?
I wouldn't say that they're shocked. They're like, well, how can we get access to them? You know, and so I always like to give them information that's tangible. So I always offer like reverse market engineering. You know, find out who those departments are that are actually purchasing what you do. So I offer them to go to our Cali Procure, look at past purchases, look at those departments that are procuring what it is that you sell, and then look, we have a list that we have our advocates for those departments, and on some of those procurements, they actually have the buyer's name. You can look at the acquisition method, which is the purchasing type. Did they use small businesses and DVBEs? Did they use the option? Was it competitive? And then you can form a decision, do you want to outreach to that specific person? And I always advise small businesses, keep your communication brief and concise because nobody wants to read a long email. So when you're going in, let the department know that you've done your research and this is what you offer. So that's a little bit of the information that I give to businesses when I talk to them, when they're asking me, how do I get in here? How does this happen? So it's me trying to provide the information where they have a comfort level that they can move forth and make an informed decision on who their target markets are within government.
Well, we got to go to a commercial break. That's just so much great information. You're listening to Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, and Bay Area's business and finance leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Nice intro like that. The California Department of General Services 4th annual procurement event is coming up. How to do business with the state. Listen fast here of California. That's the state of California. I know we're we're broadcasting around the world. So let's be clear. It's the state of California is coming up on February 21st back to the Bay Area. The state contracts 25% of their dollars to small businesses and 3% to disabled veterans and business enterprises to procure with you, to purchase products and services that you have that one of their, either them or their reciprocity partners will purchase. But come out and find out and learn more on the 21st. You can register for free, dgsprocure2020.eventbrite.com. That's dgsprocure2020.eventbrite.com. Spend some time investing in your business and learning how you can get opportunities to these bigger opportunities. Opportunities with the state of California and their reciprocity partners. You will not regret it. We're going to get back to Tanya Burgess here, who is with us from the state of California, Department of General Services and Encourage Union, and really just giving you the practical information that will help you make a decision to come out and do business. You've got them coming out and saying, hey, we want to do business with you. So we're back. Tanya, again, thank you for being with us tonight. Let me ask you a question. These events, why are they important to the state of California to do these events? You guys invest a lot of time and energy and resources to do these events. Why?
Well, we are mandated by government code SO206 to spend 25% of our overall contract dollars with small businesses. And then we have the 3% that is a legislative mandate for disabled veteran business enterprises, and that is a requirement that is in legislation, Military and Veterans Code. And so what it means is that we spend $8 to $10 billion a year. And so we, California, everybody recognizes that small businesses are the engine that fuels the economy. So with them employing 50% of the population and all of us, I see myself too included as a taxpayer, we have to implement these programs where we are providing opportunities to not necessarily give back, but provide opportunities for those suppliers who have a good or a service, and they're doing a service for the city, state, county, whomever, providing that product or service. It's just a part of business. So we have a responsibility as a business manager and being good stewards over tax dollars to make sure and implement these programs. So there's the level of outreach that engages and informs, communicates, and educates those suppliers about opportunities and making it where it's useful information that is digestible, that is understood, and it's a benefit to the supplier community. In addition to that, I say we have, you know, doing business with the state, it's a decision, it's a choice. And businesses, you know, you want out the gate, you might not get it. It says there was a study done before, it was like 1 in 6 times where you try to bid on a contracting opportunity before you get it. But what my job is to inform and educate. So I'm like, pull a contract that is a public record for a specific area, which is your area, and see how a previous person who was awarded that contract won it, so that you can look at that language and see what it is that you need to do to make yourself competitive in that process. You know, so it's really preparation, it's time. And then oftentimes, a lot of firms get certified using DGS certification, and then they go on to do business with the local agencies that accept our certification because it's not as cumbersome on many times because the purchase dollar might be below a certain threshold and they have a greater opportunity and it's not as competitive. So it may take time, and that's what it's like, not for the faint of heart, but it is like make state business a part of your marketing and what you do and who you sell to, but not just the whole, it can't be the 100% of the business that you have.
Wow. I feel like I want to just jump up and cheer and just, it's so important for small businesses to really get this. And again, I have to go back to, I love what you're saying about reverse market engineering. You can go in and look at past purchases and really learn about how best to strategize it. And I'll you know, just on the heel of what Tanya is saying, is that it should be part of your business plan. When you are building a business plan, you're looking at how you're going to create income. And one of those line items could be contract with the state of California, along with everything else that you're doing. And you don't want it to be 100%, but you want it to be part of what you're doing. Tanya, this is so fantastic. I'm so excited for small businesses. We've got to go to a commercial break. But when we come back, more Tanya Burgess, State of California, doing business with the state. How do you do it and where you can learn how to do that in a great way? AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader. And that's it, business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Money 2.0. I like the music you're bringing in. Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. The California Department of General Services 4th annual procurement event is coming up. How to do business with the state of California on February 21st. The state contracts 25% of their dollars that they're spending to small businesses, mandated to small businesses, and 3% of those dollars to disabled veteran business enterprises. If you are a disabled veteran business, please come out to this event. I have a real, real heart for veterans. My husband is retired Air Force, so I am part of the military family and appreciate what our service members do, and we want to take care of our veterans as well. You can register for free at this event at dgsprocure2020.eventbrite.com. It's free. Parking's free. Everything's free. Getting your certification is free. This is an opportunity for you to increase your bottom line, increase opportunities of doing business with state agencies. And what's great about that is that it opens the door for other opportunities. And that's what you want to see. So we're going to get back to Tanya Burgess because she is on a roll here. She's like, I'm cheering in my seat over here because she's packing so much information into this show to get you small businesses to come out. Don't count yourself out. Don't count yourself out. So, Tanya, let's go back to you were saying this is not for the faint of heart. How hard is it to land a contract with the state of California, and is it worth it? Does the state of California ever have a small business come back and says, "I'm so glad I did it"?
Well, yeah, that's one of the benefits of doing outreach is when you can develop relationship with businesses because, you know, when I meet a business out there and they have their elevator speech together and, you know, they're telling me the XYZ of their business. And I'm like, well, how's that working for you? And, you know, the thing is like, okay, well, what are you doing? Because if it's not working, then you need to try something different. So I'm almost like, I consider myself almost like a small business coach, and it's the good, bad conversation, but it's the must have conversation because first of all, it's like, what's your capacity? So a business has to know what their business capacity is and how long can you extend, you know, if we have a 45 day payment, you know, where can you hold out for 45 days, you know, for small businesses, a 30 day prompt payment, but then when the state doesn't have a budget. So these are all decisions and questions that businesses have to make. But the thing is that there's informal purchases where we do something we call the small business and DBB option, where the state, you can go out to bid, you can get a quote from three, and they have to be either three small businesses or three DBBE or three DBBE businesses, and you can award based on lowest bid or who's responsive. And so that's the option. That's informal. Those are not advertised. Those are opportunities that are just some state departments will advertise and some won't. Then there's the competitive. But, you know, suppliers also have an opportunity to put an ad notification on a solicitation that they may not have the capacity to do all of it. But if they're looking for a certified small business and that participation, that 25% participation is on that contract, they can put their ad information for free on a solicitation through our eProcure, our Cal eProcure system. And so primes who are downloading it will see that. That's another way, business-to-business opportunities that it's provided. So it's really dependent on the agility and what it is that the small business is looking for and what is their capacity to be able to be competitive in a competitive market.
Wow, this is good stuff. So let's take this a step further. The RFP, request for proposal, can be intimidating for a small business owner that's never done it. What advice would you give a small business to get the support and help on putting together an RFP or a response to something that DGS has put out for bid or one of your reciprocity partners?
Well, and that's where we utilize, well, because we'll do presentations on, you know, how the state buys and what are some of the things to pay attention to. And so with the RFPs, you have to really pay attention to detail. And so there's a fine line that we cross to not cross over into legal implications where we're showing favoritism or anything like that. So that's where we rely on our procurement technical assistance centers. And even sometimes the small business development centers who have counseling where those businesses can go in and work with subject matter experts to help them develop their paperwork so that they can be responsive to a RFP. But the thing is understanding the language and the knowledge and the addendums and everything is there. They also have, when a contract is out for bid, there's a contract manager. They can present a question to the contract manager if they are unclear on any aspect of it. But what that contract manager has to do is they have to make that is public information. So any questions that they receive, they have to publicly answer those questions so that everyone can see those responses. But, you know, what I recommend to suppliers is pull a RFP. You know, it's a public record. Pull it. Do a public records request. Most departments and agencies have that, and you may have to pay for the copies, but that's a good example. You have to look and you have to do your work and you have to understand the terminology and how you're responding, and you have to be very thorough because the instructions that they give you with the solicitations, it tells you what they are asking for line by line by line. But a lot of times people, because it's so much paperwork, they are a little impatient or they will read over something and then not respond to it. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be deemed non-responsive or you didn't meet the requirements because you did not pay attention to what was being asked of you.
Right. We got to go to a commercial break. We got to hang on. I got to go to a commercial break. Good stuff. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, Small Business Concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, Women in Business Centerfold, Small Business Science Lab, Bridging the Gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. I love this segment of the show because we get to talk about small businesses. We get to talk about small business stuff. I know that we have given you tons of information about the small business opportunities with the State of California Department of General Services, and we're just going to keep on packing it in. Remember that the event, the State of California, How to Do Business with the State, is February 21st. It is in North Valley, San Jose, Silicon Valley. If you are near that area and the surrounding cities, come out for this event. Tanya Burgess will be there. She's live with me tonight. I will be there co-hosting and emceeing for you guys. We have our local host, our California Assembly member, Canton Chu, District 25. He is always, every year, has supported this event. We appreciate his support. We have the San Jose Council Member Lon Diab, District 4. This is his first year on supporting this event. We have the Silicon Valley Black Chamber, Silicon Valley Small Business Development Center. So we have a whole host of reciprocity partners that will be there. So you want to come out and network. You want to take this time and allow them to put a face to your business name and to these opportunities. So when something comes up, they might ring a bell and says, oh, okay, so just getting these opportunities and networking is so important and valuable to your business as well. So we're going to get back to Tanya Burgess, who's here, this is her first time in the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Tanya, thank you again for coming. You have been awesome on this show. You are absolutely just stellar. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Margaret. And I'm excited to be on the new, on the Business on the Edge aspect of this program. So thank you for inviting me.
Yes, this is where we're providing the information that's in the magazine. So if you have not had an opportunity to check out our magazine, we rank typically on issue.com like number one. So if you do a search for small business, you're going to see our magazine there, our Power Women, Power Secrets magazine. There's a great article in there about DGS and their leadership and just some of the great things that they're doing, as well as the advertisement for this event. So let's give you an opportunity to give us some more information. It's just, I hated to cut you off in that last segment, but so for requests for proposals, they can get help from who we call PTAC or SBDCs that could help them put those RFPs together. But what's even more valuable is getting those previous copies of those previous bids, finding out how someone else responded is so valuable and can be valuable to their businesses and the industries that they're in, for sure. Now, has there been opportunities that a small business could win an opportunity just for applying because there aren't any other bidders in that? You know, and maybe others didn't bid. How does that work? And I don't know that this even happens, but sometimes in my mind, in my world, that sometimes opportunities are unique, and maybe these businesses are out there, and small businesses are just not responding, and you might get one response. Does that happen?
Okay. I'm not totally clear on the question, but what I heard you say is if there's only one bid or one business that can provide the product or service, how does that work?
Well, that is one way of looking at that. So I guess what I'm saying is that if you have something that DGS wants to purchase and small businesses aren't responding, maybe there's 50 small businesses that are certified that could, or maybe they're not certified, and you get one bid.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm clear. What we have, well, you have to have at least two responses if it's an informal. If we do not get the participation, then it goes out competitively. So then when it goes out competitively, it opens it up to small businesses and non-smalls. But what happens is we have a 5% bid preference that's applied to a small business if they're competing. You know, so that would be factored into when they're actually tabulating the bid responses. You know, that would be applied at that time. But if we do not get the required responses for informal purchase, that is the target, our audience is for small businesses, then it has to go out formally. And
wow,
that's the unfortunate part. That is very unfortunate. But we do have, there are opportunities, so we have Fair and Reasonable. So Fair and Reasonable, that's a purchase opportunity where it can go to one business supplier because it falls under, so our Fair and Reasonable, it used to be $5,000 and it was increased to 10,000. And a lot of times when a state department will do a fair and reasonable purchase is when they need something immediately. And so they can use that method of procuring a product or a good or a service from a supplier. And it's not all, it might not always be a small business, but the point is that it's an opportunity.
Absolutely. Okay, before we get out of this segment, I've got 1 minute. He's telling me 1 minute and they will push me out of this segment. Prime contractors. So on some of these RFPs, are they written in a way that for those that are prime contractors that you're procuring, can they subaward to a small business?
Well, it just depends. I see when we talk about capacity, so the larger dollar contracts, you figure the primes have the capacity, so they have the insurance ability, if they have the bonding requirement. So there's a lot of things to factor into. But if a large contract requires 25% small business participation, it is up to that prime to seek subcontractors to meet that requirement, to meet that participation as a part of being responsive to that contract.
Got it. Okay, got it. Let me push you guys to this website again, dgsprocure2020.eventbrite.com. We still have seats remaining, but we don't have a lot of seats remaining. So I would encourage you to register, get to this event. It is so worth your while. I mean, I'm just excited about how this show has gone tonight. But again, dgsprocure2020.eventbrite.com. Come out and get your opportunity in front of you and meet Tanya and the rest of the DGS team. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're at the bottom of our show. Tanya Burgess ripped it up, just gave you tons and tons of information. No reason why you should not be at this event. If you are in the Bay Area and you can come out to this event, come out and get your opportunities and learn how you can do business with the state of California. Again, that Eventbrite link is dgsprocure2020.eventbrite.com. You want to be at this event. I just think getting resources, once you kind of open that door and you've done RFPs and you're doing business with the state, you're doing business with your city, you're doing business with organizations that are purchasing from small businesses and becoming a preferred vendor, that sets your business up for this long-term sustainability, and it's so worth it. I've written a lot of RFPs. I've helped a lot of companies get resources and money, and I really want to see small businesses that are looking for those dollars to kind of take off. And this is part of the process. It's just par for the course. You have to do your due diligence. You have to do the work. RFPs are a bear. It's a grizzly bear. It's not a little cuddly bear. It's a grizzly bear, and you're gonna have to wrestle it down, and you're gonna have to be the best, and you're gonna have to understand how to respond. And so, doing the reverse marketing engineering on that is a fantastic way of finding out how someone else responded and ensuring that you are able to float, or like Tanya said, have that capacity to wait 45 days. And let me just say, there are resources out there that can help a small business float projects so they can get the work done and get their resources, and they get reimbursed by your partner. your state partner. So it's important to do that. Again, the California Department of General Services fourth annual procurement event. This is our fourth year doing this. I've enjoyed doing it so much. How to do business with the state of California, coming up on February 21st in North Valley, San Jose, with our local partners, Assemblymember Canson Chu, who's always just a wonderful, wonderful support for small businesses and for this event. And then San Jose Councilmember Lon Diop, that is his district. That's the San Jose district. And California Department of Assemblymember Canson Chu, that's his assembly district as well. So we're looking forward to, and by the way, Christian Center actually opened their doors to us to allow us to have this event in their multipurpose room. So we are appreciative of that. Pastor Oscar Dates, so we are grateful for that. And we're going to try to get some more of our partners on, Silicon Valley SBDC with Dennis King, Silicon Valley Black Chamber with Carl Davis Jr. We're just pulling resources in that will give you an opportunity to have a great experience as a small business. It really is the American dream, and business, the business, small businesses are the backbone of our country. It is the fuel. It is the engine. It is where we have built this great country. So I think this would be a great opportunity for you. And again, I'll be there co-hosting, emceeing. So I'd love to meet you and let you know. Or let me know if you're tuning in to this show, wherever you're at. It'd be great to meet you. And again, it just doesn't get any better than this. And then, of course, we're going to have some fun. We're going to do a little Shark Tank, actually. And this is going to be a little different. I'm going to award something. I kind of have to decide on what that is, because we have so many cool things that we can do. And so it may be ending up on the show with me, or an opportunity to share your products and services in our magazine. But I'm going to do something very special for you. But you're going to have to come out and find out what that is. Have a great night, great weekend out there. This has been so great. Again, thank you to Tanya Burgess for coming on, State of California Department of General Services. Awesome. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business and finance leader.